Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University, Burns Hargis. Hi, Burns.
Hey, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm dried out, finally, after the wet homecoming weekend. Wow, what a weekend.
I know. You know, our students in the residence hall and Greek houses just prepare for weeks with very elaborate decorations and floats. And I just felt so sorry for them when that rain came Thursday and Friday. But, you know, the walk around, which attracts between 50 and 70,000 people to Stillwater every Friday before the homecoming game, looked to me like it was about full. And mercifully, the rain had abated by then, and we were we had a successful walk around. And then the parade was great the next morning, and the weather cooperated there. And the game was great, great crowd, lots of excitement, just not a really great result. Our Cowboys came up a little short.
Well, Burns, we're less than a week away from a big election. What do you think?
Well, that's going to be very exciting. We're going to elect a new governor for the first time in 8 years. Either Mary Fallon or Jerry Askins will be our next governor. First woman governor in the history of our state, which is, of course, a progressive thing for us to finally do. One of the most important things on the ballot is state question 744 that people will be voting on whether or not the state should be required to fund per pupil expenditures for Common Ed at the regional average. I certainly, as a public official, don't take a position on these kinds of things one way or the other. I can, though, tell you that the if it passes, it will, and there's no new sources of revenue, we'll really have to be tightening our belt in higher education because the result will be pretty dramatic, as well as other agencies predicted over 3 years to be well over $1 billion out of the rest of state government, as, again, absent any other source of funding, and at this point nothing's provided for. So we've estimated that if the bill passes, or if that state question passes, we'll probably have to raise tuition in the neighborhood of 20% per year to make up for these lost funds. So I hope everybody will read the question carefully and go and pull the lever as their intentions require.
And Burns, the OSU Regents met last week up at Miami. Any news to share there?
Well, they okayed the university hiring architects and construction companies for two major expansions. One is to our College of Human and Environmental Sciences. It'll mostly be for our hotel and restaurant management school, which is ranked eighth in the United States. It's truly one of the real gems of Oklahoma State University. The other is an academic center for our veterinary health sciences. We're, of course, the only vet school in the state, and, you know, there's only 25 in the nation. It's a really premier program, does a wonderful job, but I must say our academic quarters leave a lot to be desired. So we are going to have to work on those two projects, and we're very excited about it.
And finally, Burns, the state regents for higher education announced last week that Oklahoma public colleges and universities experienced a second year of record enrollment. What's the key, though, to keeping those students in school?
Well, you put your finger on it. Retention's a big problem in Oklahoma. It's a big problem all over the country. And we've really got to be much more proactive in mentoring these students through especially their first year. Our six-year graduation rate is about 60%, ought to be a lot higher. Oklahoma needs more college graduates. So if we do a better job with retention, we're going to have a lot more graduates.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.